Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about the latency phase of child development. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what is at stake developmentally for children aged between 8 and 12?
So latency development, if you like, is a crucial developmental chapter in the psychology of children, and it's often overlooked. A lot of parents are more worried about what's going to happen when my child becomes a teenager. But in fact, during this phase between the ages of 8 and 12, it is important for that child to learn how to integrate a benevolent authority and to invest their interest and their energy into curiosity and activities. These are the two pieces that we're looking for.
So what happens if a child during this phase doesn't like their teachers or doesn't obey their parents or is having trouble, let's say, with that integration?
Well, it can be very quickly quite problematic because in order to become an active member of society, we all of us have to learn how to tolerate frustration. And we all have to learn how to relinquish a position of omnipotence, which are two pieces that allow us to become a member of a group, for example, or to have relationships that are reciprocal. So in response, a healthy child can create games and make up rules and apply the rules and mess around a bit with the rules if they're doing a board game. They can exert control and power over their creative game world, let's say. This becomes problematic, let's say, if a child is very rigid or dominant and they want the other kids to only play in the way that they want to play. It will prevent them from being able to take pleasure in reciprocal relationships, the back and forth between friends, or they won't be able to tolerate when a teacher, for example, is trying to teach the child something in a kind of position of transmission and asymmetry. So if these pieces are problematic for the child, it's going to really take a huge toll in terms of their capacity to take pleasure in the everyday life of being in school.
Okay, so what happens with kids then who don't integrate authority or aren't curious?
So very common symptoms for which parents would hear complaints from teachers or themselves complain or seek out support, professional support, or talk to their pediatrician would be aggressive behavior, hyperactive behavior, obsessive thoughts or obsessive behaviors, and then a lot of rigidity, like you can only do it my way, or on the other hand, social withdrawal. So a child that comes across as, let's say, timid, but in fact might be quite persecuted, quite threatened by what's going on with other people or what the teacher might be thinking.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website at cabernetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.